Good morning, guys. It's a very cold January morning down here in Devon. I hope wherever you are, you're wrapped up nice and warm and you've got a nice hot drink if it's the morning. Yesterday, I had a conversation with an agent who he's a business owner, small business owner, two branches. And he was expressing serious concern for the 2024 market. And he told me exactly what his figures were currently, his pipeline figures. And he said that he doesn't believe or buy into the general market commentary that it's looking good for 2024. He said it doesn't feel that way at all. He said a dozen lettings. Lettings is really busy, really busy. He's like absolutely rushed off their feet, busy in lettings, moving with people moving in, people moving out. He said, but in sales, he just can't see it. And in these really tough markets, and I know that there are agents out there who are going, this isn't a tough market, I'm fine, I'm busy. Cool, excellent, well done, you're doing really well if that's the case. But I'm here to help people who maybe haven't been through this tough market before. I have had, in the 2008 downturn, I had over 100 estate agency clients just in London. And I lived through that downturn with them. And honestly, I want to keep this video short, but the point I want to make in this video is that the public aren't stupid. And when you pretend everything's okay when it's not, they can see through it. And you won't win confidence and trust if you're talking to potential customers and bullshitting that everything's okay when it's not in the market. So the simple purpose of this video is that it will make you more money and it will save you a lot of wasted time if you are just professional and direct and truthful and transparent about what the market is doing now. And if you are, you will stand out from the other agents. If you have a local social media presence, I would be frank about the true state of the market, your market. Now, I know that there are markets that are actually very busy. I know that parts of the country where things are doing absolutely fine and it's busy. And yesterday's RICS survey showed that there were very, very big differences between different regions of the country. And some of them are actually seeing a real uptick in buyer activity and demand and viewings. And that is fantastic. But I think that's probably more the exception than the rule in 2024. So I think this creates an opportunity if you are an honest and competent agent. And again, this won't work if you're not a competent agent. If you're a bit of a pretender that's just winging it and blagging it and don't really know what you're doing, I would suggest that you seek out a quality, experienced mentor. Right, find a local agent, maybe they're retired, someone that's been through this before that knows the local market, and find someone who's willing to help and guide you as an agent in your market if you're finding it tough. I cannot recommend that strong enough. It won't cost you any money. Maybe some of them won't have the time or the inclination to help you, but there will usually be ones that do. Don't go through organizations just do it for their own benefit. Just look up a local agent that you respect, that you think's done well, or ask around for one amongst the other agents, and get a local mentor. I promise you that will be the most valuable thing you can possibly do, is have someone to talk to that's been through a tough market, right? If you are not, but if you are a competent agent and you are struggling in the face of rampant overvaluing by just mediocre and crap and corporate agents, there is an opportunity. There really, really is an opportunity, because the last thing you want to be doing is listing stuff you can't sell. There's just no point. If you're a big corporate, so you've got big departments to handle stuff, an extra instruction here or there is no extra skin off their nose, not really much extra cost or extra time for them. But as a small agent, every instruction is a huge workload that you may not end up getting any money for. So I'm saying avoid those. And talk to the sellers that you know are out there who are struggling with their current agent. And even if they're locked into a contract with the current agent, I would talk to them about seeing if they can ask their agent to let them out of it. If they're listed with an agent that's let them down and just isn't getting any viewings, I actually think that a seller could probably contest a sole agency contract on the basis that the agent wasn't delivering their part of the bargain. Now, the contract may not have any guarantee, but honestly, if I was a vendor, I'd say to an agent, look, if you want to sue me for my fee, if I go somewhere else, that's fine, but I will counteract it saying that you didn't produce any viewings, therefore you weren't delivering your part of the contract. But this is the thing. I would use evidence of overvaluing against other agents when talking to serious sellers that need to move, and say the biggest mistake you could make in this market is to overvalue. It's the biggest, most expensive mistake. It might mean you end up not selling at all. There is lots of evidence of a huge number of instructions coming back onto the market that were listed last year. Now, these are people who obviously took it off the market last year and are thinking that by waiting, the market's going to come back. And most of those people are going to be very, very disappointed when they come back and find the market's even worse than it was last year. Now, there might be areas where that's an exception, I know, but generally speaking, guys, you know, those sellers who just weren't prepared to believe that the house wasn't worth what they wanted it to be worth, and took the house off the market and they're putting it back on, maybe with the same agent, maybe with a different agent, but at the same price, it's just gonna be a mess. And yesterday's Bank of England credit report for Q4 showed that mortgage defaults are at their highest level since 2011. And what you've got to ask yourself is, do you think that's going to get worse or better? So you look at the economic news that's coming out every single day, more and more layoffs being announced. Ask yourself whether you think mortgage defaults are going to get better or worse. If you are hanging on the hope of falling interest rates this year, let's hope that they do. Maybe they will, but it is not a given. It is absolutely not a given. And I think it is very unwise, foolish even, to base your business on the fact that definitely interest rates are going to come down this year. There's no certainty whatsoever. They could do. They might do. But if they do, it's likely to be autumn. And even if they do, they're not going to be coming down very much. And even if they do, they're not going to stimulate that big a difference in the market. Okay, so you should prepare for 2024 to be the most difficult year you can remember, unless you were an agent in the last downturn. And below, in the description below this video, I have linked to a video I did in August 2022, which is 5 ways to prepare your agency for a downturn. Check it out if you haven't seen it. It's got some very useful stuff in it. Otherwise, have a very good Friday. And if you want any help or you've got any questions, get in touch with me privately. You can follow me on X. I'm at Best Agent Boss on X. I'm Charlie Lambden on LinkedIn. And if you are an agent that would like to join the community I've got of agents, we have a private Best Agent WhatsApp forum where we have some conversations. And I'm soon going to be doing a video all about how to use overvaluing against overvaluing agents in a falling market to win more saleable stuff. Have a fantastic one. See you on the next video. Bye bye, guys.